I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been through the barnyard with some lamb and some beef, and now we're going to go right to your back porch and think a little bit about upping your game. Bob, I've talked a couple weeks ago, so I won't be redundant, but I've got to redo the surface of my grilling station because I've got some beautiful Lowell hickory that I finished incorrectly, and after 3 years, the finish is gone, so... I went and got a belt sander, and I haven't done it yet, but that's on my weekend agenda this weekend, is to pull all those grills off there, clean them thoroughly. It's my opportunity. I got them off. I've got the pizza oven. I've got my tech, and I've got the big green egg, and they're all going to be spiffed up because of a long winter cooks with no cleaning. So those are going to happen, but then if I was doing this the right way, I'd expand that area a little bit because my space is not right. I've got too much stuff.
You can make a jig. Those boards that I gave you are all cut to that one size.
Right.
So you could literally lay one of them on your workbench and take a couple finishing nails and pound them down on each end, just lower than the wood, pound them down on each end, and then you could slide your boards in and out of that jig, and you could put that, because when you put that belt sander on that board.
Yeah. Hang on.
It's coming at you, brother.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be singing soprano.
Yeah.
So what I was talking about for space and style is really kind of like the grill itself. And when we talk about doing skewers, how much space do you have on your grill for ribs? And what style of cook are you going to be able to do? That was really kind of the thought there.
All right.
But it does translate to workstations as well. So, I mean, we've kind of beat that to death. But
yep.
we did last week talk about your thing, and I told you what I was going to do with
peptides.
You were redoing your workstation.
Right.
Well, I also moved that big Argentinian stainless grill over to Baby Jail.
Right. Yep.
And
we talked about
I'm
that
pretty
too,
excited about having. Well, I finally got it in there. I mean, it was actually. Got the move done when I had muscle around.
Sure.
Because it's a beast. But now I'm like in the power wash mode, got the barbecue shack, getting a spring clean. And
because
the pollen and all the stuff that collects in there is just unreal.
Yeah.
And I do have to get some of those little chili lights to hang around the outside of it.
Sure. Up your game, Bob.
I really
Up
like
Up your
those.
Game, brother.
You know, the trailer park kind of thing.
Right. Hey, easy now. Those are in a lot of people's houses.
Those are at my house on the porch right now.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Well, RV parks, people with RVs always have those. The travel trailer people always have those hanging on their little
cabanas. Sure. Yeah, it's festive.
Yes.
Right? Yep. I'm here to have fun.
Yes.
Right.
So, space and style for direct. So basically, again, it's down to the type of grill you have. And I would encourage people to have more grills.
Well,
they're not that expensive.
Between us, there's probably 15 between us.
Yeah.
That we have. So I know, I think I'm at 7. But I'm always looking for the 8th one. I'm just going to tell you that right now because you really can't have too many. The only charcoal grill I have is that rotisserie, the barbacoa, or not barbacoa, what was that called?
Epicoa.
And I have the big green egg. And the big green egg is a special purpose smoker for me. The Epicoa is a rotisserie.
So what you're saying is you need a Cajun.
I do. I need a charcoal grill. Now, it's a good thing my wife doesn't listen to this show because she would disagree with me strongly. But
you're out of space too.
Yeah,
you got a 6 foot woman in a 5 foot dress back there.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, do you get rid of one to add one?
Oh no. I just need to add one.
You got to move one,
right? I need a Weber kettle for example. People think. Well, I mean, we're not highfalutin guys here. Okay, I've got some really nice equipment that I've acquired over the years, but at the end of the day, you can't beat a Weber kettle. And if that's the only grill you have, you're in good shape. And I don't have one anymore because I've opted for other things.
I think Garrett's has them on sale right now.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'll go to look for one because they're just an all-around great grill. And we were talking about direct, indirect, stacked, and smoked.
And that one grill will do it all.
You can do it
all. They actually make a big one.
Here we go. Now I need more space.
They have, Weber has that top-end gas grill they call their Summit.
Right.
Well, they made a Summit kettle.
Oh.
And it's a big kettle with a steel liner and all kinds of accoutrements.
All right.
Word of the day.
Got to have accoutrements.
It is so cool.
Right after
very
I eat my
flexible.
Yeah.
So do you wait till your wife is out of town before you go pick up your
yes.
new?
Yes.
Okay. Just
yes.
ask. And then you guess
and you
she
use
wanders
daddy
outside
cash.
Going, you know, I don't remember this one. Oh, honey, we've had that for years.
You use right. daddy cash for that.
Oh, right. yeah. nice.
It actually, if they cost $700, it's going to cost you $1,500 because you got to send her out of town when you can get it. I'm just saying that right now. You know, it's a budget thing. But whatever. It's I don't have one, and because the charcoal I do use is lump, and that's something that
you know what you might think about is a Smoky Joe.
Yeah, little one.
That's the little kettle.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised at how much food you can produce on a Smoky Joe.
Right,
because they're probably 17 inches,
a little bigger 16. Than a basketball.
Yeah. And what's wonderful, of course, you don't go camping or anything, but. If you go somewhere, you can take it with you
yeah,
and camp somewhere
yeah,
else.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And
wasn't Smoky Joe a guy we hung out with at the dorm back in college at Ferris?
Yeah. No, he was my roommate.
Oh, there
yeah,
you go.
Right.
I think
exactly.
you're thinking of Stoner.
Stoner Joe.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Exactly. So, when you have limited grill space and you have to cook a lot of food, it creates a challenge because most of the time, you don't want your food touching. Even on a skewer, you'd like a little bit of space between them just to let all sides cook evenly. But at the end of the day, it can be done. And you just need to rotate your stock. And as you know, because the heat's hottest on the grate and up above, you just keep rotating those around, turning things, and you'll be just fine. You don't need to say, well, I can't cook for 8 people on my little Smoky Joe. You just have to cook a little different. Right, and
right.
I think that's a word to the wise because give yourself a little more time if you got to stack up food.
Like but. For the younger dads, I'm thinking of in particular. I remember as a young dad taking my Smoky Joe down to Gulf Shores for spring break.
Right,
and that was so nice.
Yep,
because you're going to want to do a certain amount of events while you're there, and like we had a suburban load of kids.
Right,
maybe somebody else's even. And so a little grill would fit in there, and I had my carrier on the back anyway. But it's very convenient to have a little grill to take along, and I think you can pick those up. I gave mine away. I wish I knew you wanted one. I'd have kept it for you.
Oh, I've got a lot of the equipment you've given away, and I was very grateful to have it. So I can go get my own Smoky Joe.
I bet Garrett's has one.
Right. I might stop by
go
there.
Go down and see Bruce Meeks.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. He's the man. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Bruce Meekoff.
Right.
Edit that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Producer, are we missing anything from this show other than logic?
No. You guys have hit just about everything. I never had heard you guys get into ED before on the show, so that was a big of a mind blower.
Well, you know,
we're
getting older.
Yeah,
and,
it's sometimes nice if the shooter is performing like it used to 40 years ago.
Okay, yeah. then. Wow, what does it have to do with grilling?
But the game is different, too, so you're not shooting at the same thing.
And just the word peptides kind of gets you aroused, doesn't it?
When you start saying shooting, I'm like, wow.
I don't know. So it says the reason you should learn more about it. I think I still want to do that before I get excited about it.
Oh, isn't it fun?
Yeah. It is a lot of fun. We're hit a stall here, guys. This is unlike the grilling guys. But so is Mrs. Conrad got her grill out yet?
No, she's our grill's out all winter. It's out on the porch.
Attaboy, he's learning.
Why you got to always go into a sack tap in the middle of the show?
Well, I mean, my peptides are running wild.
Oh, man. So these boys are both graduates of Ferris, so I want to congratulate
you. No, I did not graduate.
You did not?
I transferred to Grand Valley.
He attended.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I made the mistake and transferred to Grand Valley. I loved Ferris.
There was always a lot of guys in college that didn't graduate. So,
right.
And well, I followed a brunette down to Grand Rapids, so I had to go to Grand Valley.
There you go. All right. A lot of fishing opens up this weekend. Pike is opening up this weekend. Different things.
Right. Walleyes are doing that.
Walleyes.
I, uh, Yeah, fishing is good. The guys are killing it down on the Detroit River and in Lake Erie right now with the walleyes. They're going crazy.
Is it walleyes or walleye?
It's about 15 seconds to wrap up the show.
Well, that's good. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. Sorry about the stall at the end, but sometimes that happens when you're cooking. You just got to deal with it. But we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.